one of the awarenesses that is becoming a part of your life is the information about where you are. And what we mean by that is that you are gaining this sense of how to get to yourself and to be with yourself, and most importantly, to trust yourself. Because this time has, shall we say, squeezed you to that place. And it is not that this is going to go on like this forever, but the elements that are so strongly underlined now will continue in life. They simply will not be so blatant and so loud. And the beauty of this is because you have, in essence, been training yourself, because the time has forced you to do that, that when you encounter these elements in other parts of your life, you are going to be able to go to yourself because you know where you are and you trust what you intuit. And you will be surprised at how powerful you have become when we get to the end of the current madness, as it were, because you have had to go to yourself to find what is true within you. Because when you look outside of you, you are not finding that all around you. Truth now is being found in you. How that changes life. It changes it quite a bit. It strengthens your ability to be wise, to be intuitive, and to be clear. And since this time does not allow you to be doubting, should I do more, although we have all been through that, should I have done it differently? No, the times themselves are so distorted that there is no doubt here that it is not you. Whatever you may think about now, if something is not as it should be, it is not you. And what a joyful thing that is, to be able to say, I see it clearly now, and I know where I am. And when I come into a situation in the future where I feel conflicted, or I feel self-judgmental, or I feel worried about what I should be doing, you are going to be able to remember where you are and to draw your energy back into that place and say, the important questions are questions in me, for me, about me. And whatever the question is outside of me, even if it may be coming around very strongly, it must take second place to the question inside of me, which is always going to be in first place. Now, it is interesting, is it not, that this is the way to learn this disentanglement from the world and from wounded ego material. This is the teacher that we are having now. I know where I am. I know who I am. I'm clear in what I know. I'm approving of what I am doing. And I am not willing to go back to that other platform where I am standing in judgment of myself, allowing myself to be judged, not trusting that I know what I know. That platform is collapsing, and it cannot collapse quickly enough, because your power is in that ability to know where you are. Another thing that it is almost as though we are speaking to you from the future a bit, but you may have been in situations where you doubted what you knew about other people. In this time, You have learned that the voice of truth is in you, and you know its vibration, and you know how it sounds, and you can recognize it in the world, just as you can recognize things that are not the truth. Now, this does not mean that there is cause for being frightened or doing anything extraordinary, but it is to tell you that when something rings false that someone says to you, it is false, and you know that it is. And that in itself is a power. And the response is not to go in and save who has not yet found the way to speak the truth. The response is to go to you where you are and know what is true for you. So there is a power that is coming to you, that is coming on you. And it is a very beautiful thing, taught by a very ugly time. Such is the way on the planet. Some of the really powerful lessons come in some of the worst times. Now, when you accept this fully, that you know where you are, there are some other things that will happen for you, which is, you will know what you match, you will know what you do not match. And rather than going to your intellect to try to prove that you are wrong or right or whatever it is, you will go to your knowing and stay with it. And stay with it. You will hold for your truth. You will protect what you know. And you will make the actions of your life work in accord with that beautiful inner truth which you are gaining now. We know that we are speaking to you in the moment from the future, which we normally do not do. But we do want you to know that all of this is not for nothing. Hopefully, at the end of this, you will be able to see what you are no longer willing to put up with in your life. You will also be able to see what you value greatly in your life. There will be situations where you may have gone so fast that you went by something or someone very precious. Perhaps they were not as loud as the things going on around you. But in this time, you are being able to look at this, to see it, and to say, I know that to be valuable. That we think you will find with your own practices, whatever they may be, whether they are meditation, whether they are physical, whether they are motion, or whether they are intellectual. You are in a time of knowing what is of value to you, what it is that supports you on your path. And this is an invaluable lesson given to you in a very intense and not very pleasant time. But you will come out of this with gifts that you cannot really begin to understand at this moment. But it will not be long before you see how you have changed in relationship to yourself. And what we would like to give you from the teaching realm is absolute permission to live your own truth. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Let's begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, know that love goes. Feel an energy come around you, like a cocoon, but not a tight one or a close one, simply a protective one, so that whatever you feel and see and experience, you are safe. Become aware of the flame of your own spirit in your heart. See how brightly it shines and how it illuminates the garden in your heart. So beautiful, so fine. And see that this flame sends a tongue of flame from your heart into your solar plexus. And let the spirit in your solar plexus move away any emotions that are not serving you in this time, moving them out of your body, out of your field. And feel a tongue of that flame move down into the second center. And feel the spirit in the second center begin to relieve you of all the old patterns of shame, of judgment, of anything turned against you when nothing should be turned against you. Feel that removed from your body and your energy. Feel a tongue of that flame of your spirit in your root. And let your spirit begin to be the creator of a life that is coming. To become part of the root, so that what is created in you can be created in the world around you when we've passed through the portal of this time. Feel a tongue of the flame in your heart move up and into your throat. And let that spirit in your throat clear out any messages that would be damaging or that would not respect who you are and what you are doing. Feel all of that moved out of the communication center. Feel a tongue of that flame in your heart move up and into your third eye. and let your spirit in your third eye. Consolidate the power of your true intuition, its wisdom, its ability to guide you. Let a tongue of your spirit's flame move up and into the crown. And let it open the crown so that you deny you nothing good and you open to all that is good. And feel the golden light of the universe pour its energy into your body and let it fill your thoughts and bring your thoughts to a place of wisdom and support. Let the golden light clear your third eye and make it able to be deeper and more powerful and more supportive. Let the golden light free your communication center so that there is room always for your truth and your choice of how you use that truth. Feel the golden light in your heart. Make that garden brighter, more able to move you and show you what your path is intended to be. Feel the golden light in your solar plexus, making you able to feel in new ways, to feel what is good and fine and happy for you. Feel the gold flow into your second center and make it a center of cleansing and honoring, helping you to move anything through that you need to move through, but honoring you in all of it. Let the golden light flow into your root and join with your spirit to make the plans that you will need for the life you are going to lead. Let that energy spread through your body. Taking the burden from your shoulders and your arms and hands. Removing burden from your back, your spine. Let the golden light bring healing to your trunk. And let that light move down your legs and into your feet. And extend past you so that you draw to yourself what is truly for you. Go back into your heart and see that there is a road that is illuminated, that draws you higher, but without effort. Feel the road and the energy of the road becoming a part of you. And as you walk ahead, find that you are under a rainbow. and go to one side of the rainbow and find the symbol that is there. Rest the mind. Allow yourself to know the symbol. Remembering the symbol, continue to move up on the road. And find that you come to a wall. And it is a wall of lies. This is the wall that tells you you will never have what you want, that you do not deserve what you have, that you have not done enough to have what you really desire to have in your life. Look at the wall and see how full it is of all of the lies from all of the bad programming. Now see that your teacher comes to your side and gives you a light sword. Feel its power. And starting at the top of the wall, begin to shatter that wall with the light. And when you have finished, see that the wall is dust at your feet. And step over it into your freedom and your power. Looking ahead, see that there is a beautiful altar, and your gift is on that altar. Rest the mind, know the gift. Now begin to walk back down the path, breathing in the energy that is all around you. And come back into your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your heart, to balance and to ground. And when you've grounded, open your eyes.